I'm delighted to welcome Carla Kaplan to the program, and her latest book, Miss Anne in Harlem, The White Women of the Black Renaissance, has just been published by HarperCollins. A lot's been written about the African-American artists, writers, entertainers, and intellectuals who burst onto the public scene during the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s to the mid-30s. Also well documented are the white men who encouraged this outpouring of creativity and energy with their money and influence. But what about the white women who were so drawn to what was happening in Harlem that they risked the derision of their families to be a part of it? What they brought to Harlem and what they gained from it is the subject of Carla Kaplan's book and of our discussion today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So why a book about the white women of the Harlem Renaissance?
Well, the first answer, the simplest answer, is it's an untold story. It was the last untold story, really, of the Harlem Renaissance, and a story we didn't have at all. These were women who were, as you say, risking extraordinary derision, but also who were doing something that in their day was considered unthinkable, choosing blackness over whiteness in the 1920s. And for so long, that choice ended up in some ways making this an untold story. So the first reason to tell the story is we needed it to fill out the rest of our history.